There's this ministry in Austin called Mobile Loaves and Fishes. They feed the homeless from trucks that various lay teams prepare that go out to the homeless. They go to the homeless. They don't ask the homeless to come to them. It's a very unique ministry. They're also the founders of Community First. I don't know if you're aware of this, but within the boundaries of our parish, on the eastern boundary, out on Hogeye Road, is a place called Community First. About 23 acres. It's an experimental community that's gaining a whole lot of attention by providing homes and dignity to the homeless. Mobile Loaves and Fishes began in my home parish of St. John Newman about 20 years ago. And today they have, I've seen numbers 15 to 19,000 volunteers. It's huge. Probably 15,000 in Austin alone. And they're in other states. They're in other cities. It's been growing because a lot of people have watched what they've been doing. One of the activities sponsored by Mobile Loaves and Fishes is something called the Street Retreat. It's a strange retreat. I was on the first Street Retreat about 20 years ago. 15 of us spent 3 days, 72 hours, living on the streets of Austin, downtown, with the homeless. The rule for us was like the gospel. Jesus instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick. No food, no sack, no money in their belts. We were to leave at home our cell phones, our pagers, our credit cards, everything, and live on the streets like our homeless brothers and sisters. It wasn't about ministry per se, it was about living with. It was a powerful, powerful experience. This gospel was one of the inspirations for that activity. Today, every class of permanent deacons, all the candidates in the permanent deacon program in recent years have been required to go on a street retreat as part of their formation before they're ordained deacons. That experience changes hearts. It prepares us for a more sincere, a more practical ministry. And it breaks out our stereotypes of what we think about other people who may be less, may have less. Today I want to talk about something else. We need to change the conversation to go to something else, a talk that we have to have. I'm going to change the subject. The Diocese of Austin is launching a capital campaign. You're going to see things in the parish newspaper. You're going to start seeing more and more activity here in our parish. And the campaign is to raise $85 million over 5 years. Not $85 million in 1 year. $85 million over 5 years. And our parish will participate with a contribution to the campaign of approximately $1 million over 5 years. And the campaign rules are interesting compared to our Faith, Our Legacy. You may remember from 10 years ago or so, where it was, remember, it was the 80-20 split in the campaign, the money that was raised. This is going to be 70-30, so that 70% of the campaign goes to the diocese and the bishop, and 30% stays with the parish. Now, each parish has to have a case for the money that stays with them. And we have a very clear case. We need a larger church. We need to construct a church as soon as possible that will seat 1,000 people. Currently, we could only seat 490 people in this church. And as you know, we have many masses around here that exceed 490. So each Sunday we have three masses with between 700 and 900 people in each mass. This place is jammed. And as a result, it's also creating wear and tear on the building that's getting very expensive. We need to have a bigger church. And we also, the city was not going to give us permits to build unless we can accommodate more parking. We have to get the cars off the street. And we need at least 500 parking lots to meet the city codes. The current cost estimate for the larger church and the parking together should be around $5 million. And the timetable calls for us for spending from now to the end of the year planning for the building and planning for the financing. We would most likely not be able to begin breaking ground until the first quarter of 2020, because that's how long the process takes. Just laying out a logical calendar with the experience of city approvals and the permitting. So we're going to be talking a whole lot more about that in the future. I don't want to go into too much deal, but I need to say that to you for this. I believe we can raise the money, but we have to be very careful how we do it. The diocese will help us finance the church with grants and loans if we raise enough money ourselves. We have skin in the game. We can do this, but everyone has to be committed. We need to know that we can count on every single parishioner for support. Now, we have a very unique situation in our community. We think we have about 1,000 families in the parish. And we have one of the strongest pledge communities in the entire diocese. So out of 1,000 families in the parish, somewhere between 700 and 800 every year make that written promise with us that we do every February. We've done it for 5 years now. And as a result, the parish is doing well, and we're able to do a lot of improvements that you've seen. But it creates a challenge for us if we move into a capital campaign. Our first priority is to make sure we keep that promise. We can't take a vacation from our commitment to the parish. We have expenses now. You've seen how we've grown. The convent, the sisters, the RE program, all the various programs that we offer, it costs us about $1.2 million every year to run this parish. And we have to make sure that we have that, because if we start a capital campaign and all we see is people taking from their commitment in one pocket and moving it over to the other pocket, we're in trouble. We'll be in serious trouble. So our program, as you remember, was called You Can Count on Me. In Spanish, Puedes Contar Conmigo. And the pledge system has worked very well. We're almost 80% ahead of total first collection of where we were in 2012 when we first started the program. So what do we have to do? We're not launching the program, the capital campaign, today. That's not my point. My point today is to say we have to reaffirm that commitment to the first collection. That's what keeps the ship afloat. That's what keeps the lights on. That's what keeps the sisters here. That's what allows us to repair something when it breaks, like an air conditioner system. So that first commitment is parish. When we do launch the program, I'm going to ask you to discern very carefully and don't give $1 out of your commitment to your pledge to the parish in order to give something to the capital campaign. Don't do that. We need to keep growing that commitment in the first collection. Our second priority must be to the diocese. That mission also continues. The, the bishop is helping us pay for this air conditioning system, and he helped us pay for the last air conditioning system in the school. They provide Catholic charities. They educate seminarians and candidates for the diaconate and a number of other programs that we absolutely need to have as a church. We're not like a Protestant church that we just exist in this building on this piece of property without any major involvement with other people. We're part of that diocesan church. That mission continues. So every year when we do the CSA, the campaign for Catholic services, the Catholic services appeal, we have to keep that commitment too. Parish first, diocese second. You follow me in the priorities? You see what I'm doing? And only if we have done that should we put anything toward a future church. It has to be in some priority. We have to have priorities. We can do this. Some large churches have been built in very poor neighborhoods with parishioners putting aside a dollar a day. Things can be done. It adds up. You may recall that one of our recommendations has been to look at your work as a gift from God, your income as a gift from God. And so, for example, if it gets to Friday evening and you've had your job all week and you've had the dignity of your work and you've had the income from your work and you see it and you know when you start Monday you're going to have that same job, there's a reasonable expectation that God's going to continue blessing you. In the Christian tradition, in the Judeo-Christian tradition, the tradition is to give your first fruits. Like, for instance, if you were harvesting in the field, don't give the last harvest. Give the first fruits. And so, for instance, that on Monday morning, for instance, you would give the equivalent of your first hour of work that week. That's first fruits. And if your donation to the parish is less than that, then you're not even giving your first fruits. You're probably giving what's left over in your pocket. If you were tithing and you worked a 40-hour week, 4 hours is complete. And the church never suggests that anybody go beyond that 10%. It's not like the church wants everything. It's not like a taxing authority from the government. There's a limit. And the church says, if you're doing that, you're doing fine. People ask me, so how do I plan that? I said, well, I'm going to make a suggestion. And this is only a suggestion. Is to plan 2 hours of wages every week for the parish, for your first collection. 1 hour a week for the diocese. And then 1 hour eventually for the capital campaign. Shouldn't go beyond that. You'll be fine with that. So I'm not asking for your pledge today. This is not... The Pledge Sunday is going to be in November sometime. We're going to be doing a lot of activities before that time. So this is not about that. This is saying, before we enter into that activity, please pray, please discern, and make sure you can keep your commitment to the parish in that first collection. We're not ready to start thinking about the capital campaign just yet. We're still getting things organized. Now, we're also going to commit toward the building of a church all the money we've raised in the fiesta. So as you've heard me say before, we have never spent one penny of our fiesta profits. So for the last 6 years, if you pick up the financial statements in the entrance to the church, you'll see 6 years of savings accounts for each fiesta. There's over $360,000 saved up. Now, think with me here. What's going to happen? The next 5 years, So we've been surpassing $80,000 in our fiestas recently. So let's say we do another 5 years at $80,000. Over that, between the 360 we have and what we're going to get in the next 5 years, that's close to $1 million right there. So we're going to walk into the game with $1 million. And our goal is going to be $1 million, but we need to build a church. So we can start off with $1 million, and the diocese is going to step in and help us, and we're going to raise more money when we get to making our promises. So don't be threatened by the campaign. We're doing very well as a parish. We're way down this summer because people have not been coming because of the air conditioning. And Mexico played Germany. That cost us about $2,000. But if we continue to dedicate the funds to the church from the fiestas, we're gonna do well. As a matter of fact, the fiesta slogan this year should be "Enjoy the fiesta, raise the church." That's what we're going to be doing. So today, again, I am not launching the capital campaign today. I'm asking you to reaffirm your commitment so that when we do get into the campaign, you have had a chance to think over, I'm committed to my community. Remember the whole commitment of that we pledge every year. You can count on me. And you can count on me. I've already made my pledge in the capital campaign. I've already committed $12,000 to the capital campaign of my own personal money. Sounds like a lot of money, right? But over 5 years, it's not that much. Do the math. It's a little over $2,000 a year. I can handle that. It's my sacrifice. I love my church. So please join me and pray for a strong commitment to our church, that everybody, all parishioners, will feel that belonging and the need to raise this up. We need to leave something to our kids, but we need to make sure that we can continue to manage what we have. God has blessed us. God has really blessed this parish, and He will continue to bless us.